Stone, Loma Linda, California, August 22, 1905. Elder Stone. Dear Brother, this morning I find on my table a letter from you dated August 6th, addressed to W.C. White. He left here yesterday morning to make a short visit to San Diego. We are expecting him to return this afternoon or tomorrow. I think, my brother, that the place you mention in your letter is in many respects similar to the sanitarium property at Loma Linda, which we have just secured. This is the most delightful situation for a sanitarium I have ever seen. The scenery is magnificent, and everything possible has been done to beautify the premises. Here the suffering sick may be well cared for. The possession of this property will give us an influence with the people of Redlands and Riverside. The patients who visit this sanitarium will come in contact with the truth, and many will be converted. I have been instructed that if we would watch and act wisely, the Lord would bring within our reach suitable places already built and adapted for sanitarium work. These places will be away from the city, in the rural districts, where the sick may come in contact with the beauties of natural scenery. The city is not suitable for sanitarium work. The property that you describe seems to be such a place as the Lord would have us secure. The scenery is beautiful, and there the patients can live out of doors, in the sunshine, or in the shade of the beautiful trees. I would advise that you purchase this building. The rent you are paying for the institution in the city would be better used toward purchasing a property in a more suitable location. The people of Indiana are in need of the instruction that can be given by those who should be connected with such an institution. They should learn how to regain their health without the use of drugs. Let them live in the beautiful sunshine amid trees and flowers, listening to the songs of the merry birds. God has made these to be appreciated, and their influence will greatly aid in the recovery of the sick. We are to do our best to bring them in contact with nature. Then they will be prepared to look from nature to nature's God, and to realize God's loving care for fallen man. Let us praise the Lord that He is making it possible for us to obtain such advantages where we can help the sick to take their minds away from themselves and delight in the beauty of God's handiwork.